Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. Today we begin the third and final part of the Sermon on the Mount. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. One of Jesus' very well-known images is that of the speck and the wooden beam. It's about the people who worry about the little imperfections in other people and ignore the huge sins and defects in themselves. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Hey, let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your own? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." Now, what exactly does that mean in practice? Does it mean we're supposed to compare our sinfulness with our neighbor's? Perform some kind of sin measurement? And if we're less sinful than our neighbor, we get to correct him. But if we're more sinful than our neighbor, we have to keep quiet? But how on earth are we supposed to conduct that kind of spiritual appraisal? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, Jesus doesn't actually say we have to compare our spiritual state with that of our neighbor. He just says that before we correct our neighbor's defects, we have to make sure we don't have a wooden beam in our own eye. So what is the wooden beam? Well, a wooden beam, as you know, is a huge piece of wood. For sure, if you have that in your eye, you won't be able to see anything. And what is the largest spiritual defect, the greatest spiritual blindness? What is the defect that makes impossible for you to have any spiritual insight? And that certainly makes it impossible for you to help anybody else? Without a doubt, the great sin, the thing that blocks the charity of your soul, like a 2x4 in your eye, that sin, that defect, that blindness for all of us, it's pride. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Pride means thinking and acting like you don't need God, or that he should do things your way. Or thinking and acting and talking like you're better than other people. It's thinking that you're special, that God is more pleased with you than he is with others. It's thinking you've got all the insight and the answers, and that your life should be held up as a model for other people. And if everyone would just think the way you thought, everything would be good. And why don't those, I was going to say stupid, but I'm not going to say stupid, those unperspicacious people, why don't they just think the way I do? That's utter blindness. And it makes you worthless as a spiritual guide to others. Because proud people are always self-justifying. A pride person treats his own defects as virtues and treats whatever virtues other people have, and he doesn't, as defects. Which means that the proud person is constantly screwing up his own moral compass, treating defects as virtues and virtues as defects, in which case, needless to say, he's of no spiritual use to himself, let alone anyone else. That's why pride is the beam in the eye. And if you want to be of any spiritual help to anyone else, we've got to get rid of that beam. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Taking the beam out of your own eye doesn't mean that you have to be convinced that you're more virtuous than everybody else before you give your spiritual opinion. Actually, it's the opposite. Taking out the beam in your own eye means you have to be convinced, really convinced, that you're not more virtuous than everyone else. Because that's the ultimate spiritual blindness that will do you the most damage and prevent you from helping anyone else. So the way you take that huge wooden beam out of your eye is to do two things. First, remember, you and I, we are sinners. And not just any kind of sinner, but a sinner who has been uniquely forgiven, blessed, and graced by God. You don't want gifts and opportunities God has given other people, but you do know how many gifts and opportunities from God you've squandered. Which means You know you have no right to judge yourself as being better overall than anybody else. And second, we remember that other people simply do have virtues we don't have. Even if somebody who is failing morally in some way, once you get to know somebody, it doesn't take long to realize that person has certain strengths you lack. That person has admirable qualities that you should appreciate and even learn from and aspire to. And when you remember that you are a sinner and that other people in many ways are superior, then you are taking that huge piece of wood out of your own eye. Then you are making it possible to receive God's grace and maybe even help others get closer to Him as well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, St. Augustine explaining the wooden beam and the speck. He says that if we see someone else doing something wrong, let's think about our relationship with that sin. If we've never struggled with it, let's be grateful, since we know that, weak as we are, we very easily might fall into the same fault. And if we used to struggle with that sin, but now we've gotten over it, let's keep in mind the struggle we had so that we can be sympathetic with our neighbor. And if we're still struggling with that sin, then let's be sorry for our sin and the other person's sin, and let's invite the other person to join us in the struggle for freedom. Because we all have beams in our eyes. And as long as none of us is too proud to admit it, we can fight our sins more effectively together than by ourselves. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what strikes you with this meditation, Teresa?
The instinct to diagnose others is just so strong. To even, I notice that when I am listening to a meditation and I'm hearing different problems that we all might have, I'm like, oh, yes, I've met this one person and this kind of reminds me of them. And this other thing reminds me of that person. And it's insane. Not that I'm never thinking about myself, but that instinct is even part of the recognition of these things, when most of them are things that if I looked harder, I would first find in myself, because it's just easy to identify it in others. But more often than not, it's something I've done. But I was specifically thinking about, there's this desire to diagnose others and then try and rebuke them for it or have a bit of an intervention. But when you go to have any kind of intervention, you'll find that the biggest problem is, how do you confront someone and get them to change their mind? Because it's an internal decision that they have to make. And really the conclusion we should take from that is, well, then how can I change my own mind? How can I choose to be someone who can be rebuked and actually change? How can I always carry a disposition, not thinking about how can I change others, but how can I let them change me and how can I be changed? And instead just carrying the disposition that's ready for that and ready for those confrontations, or to just do it yourself and to constantly be looking interiorly towards what you might be doing. Because otherwise, even if someone wanted to save me from my own sin, I wouldn't be disposed for an intervention. And all we can do, we can't read other people's minds. We don't know why they're doing things. We don't know whether or not they're actually actively trying to get better, because they might be. They might be trying really hard, but we can read our own minds. And I do know my intentions, and I know how I might excuse certain things because I think technically it's not bad, but my intention's not there. And there's just so much that I think needs to be redirected. Even to say that every time I see fault with someone else, I should immediately, instinctively ask, how much am I doing that? Before dwelling on what I might see in someone else. Because every single time is an opportunity to reassess myself.
We see the sin in others so clearly. And the reason we're blind to our own sin is because we don't look.
Yeah.
This is why it is a non-negotiable, absolutely essential, that we do what nobody does. A daily examination of conscience and frequent confession.
Yeah. You need both. It's not enough just to look at it. You need confession, and if you have confession, then you're going to look at it.
If you do a daily examination of conscience, you look at yourself and you'll admit those things, and then you go to frequent confession. If somebody then says to you or points something out, you'll be like, yeah, that's right. In fact, I just confess.
That's right, and I'm working on it, which
that's right,
honestly,
I'm working on it.
Is the kind of thing that does de-escalate situations, because people, we don't even necessarily know what we expect when we confront someone, but the best outcome of a confrontation is, I know, I'm trying to be better, I'm so sorry.
I had the best experience of this last night.
Yeah.
So your mom and I were taking a walk. And I was thinking to myself as we were walking, oh, I got to go to confession tomorrow morning. The priest is going to be waiting. Oh, I got to do my examination of conscience tonight. I don't know what to bring up. And then your mom started to bring something up with me that I needed to work on. And I immediately recognized the answered prayer. And I'm like, yeah, that's my examination. Good. And I was able to say, for the first time in the history of our marriage, you're right. I need to work on that.
Yeah.
And then I had the best confession this morning.
I think we should all, on some level, fear not knowing our own sins.
Yeah.
And the only way that we won't have to fear it is if we're always worried that we're not going to notice.
All we have to do, it's so simple, but I really don't know many people who make this a habit.
Mm.
And it doesn't take long. It's just a couple of minutes every day. Look at yourself critically. Be honest. I mean, come on. We're really good at this with other people. I mean, we have keen insight to the sins of others.
Which is why I think we should take that as an opportunity to examine ourselves. If we're constantly reminded of the faults of others.
We're already good at it. Yeah. Just turn the light on yourself. I mean, I can spot sin in somebody 100 miles away.
Because we're looking 100 miles away and we're not looking at ourselves.
I should certainly be able to see it up close.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you look at other people's faces more than you look in a mirror. Probably. Unless you have a different sin, which is
No, it's true. It's true.
But that's why you have to take time to look in a mirror.
We need to do a daily examination of conscience and frequent confession. It's the only way to get rid of the beam. No other way. So that's our resolution for today. An examination of conscience and then schedule confession. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.